Joining us now to talk about TFC's win, John Molinaro, soccer analyst for Sportsnet. John, thanks very much for being with us. And, well, there's not much to say when you extend a franchise record win streak to six games, and especially as we've talked about before, John, with the game so condensed, this is quite an accomplishment for TFC, this little run here.
Yeah. You know, it's, you know, five games in 16 days that they played, you know, and then they took, you know, 15 points from this run. So, you know, that's pretty impressive when you consider everything that they've had to do. You know, that included a trip to Seattle and a trip to Ohio. It was, you know, a quick turnaround between all the games. So, you know, the fact that they've come around, come out of this run undefeated and with, you know, winning all of them, that's really quite something. And they've done it with a full breadth of guys. It's not just, you know, their starters. They really had to dig deep into their bench. So their depth has really come through during this stretch. And I think that's probably what's most impressive, what's been most impressive about it.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And yeah, it's not like, you know, Giovinco scoring four goals a game or something. You're so right there. Six-game win streak has come against different teams and with different players. And it comes on the heels of a 1-3-1 start, too, that had some people kind of concerned about this team. So what's been different, John?
I think it was just a slow start just because, you know, it was a short preseason, a short off season for them. And, you know, just early season, you know, jitters or whatnot, still finding your way, you know, trying to sort of, you know, put things together after, as I said, a short off season. I think it was, you know, they just finally came into their own, and you know, the players are all kind of gelled at the same time. So, you know, the slow start, I don't think was anything really to be worried about, just because, you know, that's oftentimes teams will start out that way to begin the season. But, you know, whether they play lightly, they certainly have established themselves as, you know, the trendsetters in MLS thus far.
Without question, John Molinaro, soccer analyst for Sportsnet, joining us. Roger Lajoie with you after the TFC defeat Minnesota 3-2 earlier today. Ricketts with the winner today, and that's another development, talking about the depth of this team, but different guys coming up, and of course Giovinco getting another one as well. But my goodness, what a great performance by him today and a key time.
Yeah, it was, you know, Ricketts has been, you know, really had to bide his time, you know, because of Giovinco and Altidore ahead of him in the depth chart. So, you know, opportunities are few and far between for him. But, you know, he came off the bench on Wednesday, just scored a two-leg goals to beat Toronto with a win after over Columbus. And then, you know, he scores the winner today on a great header off a cross from Altidore. So, you know, it's good for Ricketts. I think he's a talented player, you know, one of the fastest players in the leagues as well, who, you know, doesn't really quite get his due, but, you know, he's a very unselfish player. And I think he's, you know, since he's coming here last year, he's really proven himself to be, you know, a good third option or even, you know, an option off the bench because he develops a bit of a reputation as a super sub. So it's good for him. And as I said, it's, you know, it's good that he's kind of developed into that different option. He gives, I think, Coach Greg Vanney a little bit of a different look, you know, with his speed and his mobility off the ball.
Well, there's no doubt about that. The different looks and the different ways a team like TFC can beat you are evident, and it's one of the reasons they've been able to win so many games in such a short period of time. Giovinco with a goal as well, and, you know, you got to believe, you know, John, we talk about him all the time, but you can't take him for granted. He's as good a player as there is in the MLS right now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's, you know, certainly is. I mean, he was, you know, sat out the last two games as he was dealing with a minor heel injury and, you know, got the goal today off to the penalty and, you know, had to come out because of a bit of a quad problem. So I think it was just a precautionary thing and they're not too worried about it. But, yeah, no question. He's, you know, one of the best players in MLS, a vitally important player for TFC. And even though I think, you know, teams are starting to figure him out a little bit, he's still very difficult to shut down entirely just because of, you know, his quickness off the dribble and what he does with the ball and just his trickery and mastery of everything. I think he's just a wonderfully skilled player, a very dynamic attacker.
Well, without question, and hopefully nothing serious indeed today as a result of leaving the game a bit early. TFC now, you know, John, compared to last season, you know, which was a struggle, and last year, of course, there's still a long way to go in the season, don't get me wrong, but they've opened up a little bit of a margin here in the Eastern Conference thanks to this six-game win streak. Coming on the heels of winning the MLS, or going to the MLS final, they didn't win the cup, but going to the final, you got to believe that maybe as an organization, you know, you hear about, well, there's going to be a hangover or they're not going to have the same intensity. Just talk about how Greg Vanney has managed to keep this team motivated and hungry, and they still seem to think, you know, they've got unfinished business here, as opposed to just saying, well, let's just wait till the, end of the regular season and get geared up for the playoffs. Because once you've got to an MLS Cup without a number one seed, what's the motivation for getting a number one seed? But this team looks motivated to win every night.
They do, and I think you hit on it. It's that aspect of unfinished business. They really feel that, you know, losing the way they did last year in the MLS Cup final in their own backyard, they should have won that game. And, they were the better team on the day than Seattle. They didn't even register a shot on target, but the Sounders ended up lifting the cup. So, that still rankles them, and I think that's been the motivation since day one, and it wasn't, it's not about resting on laurels and saying, oh, well, we got to the championship game and we came close. So, that was a landmark moment in team history. That's great. It's, there was genuine disappointment. There was the expectation that they were going to win it, and the fact that they came so close and fell short. That's sort of the motivation this year. And they have their sights firmly set on winning the championship. And I don't think anything short of that is just going to be a major disappointment. It doesn't matter if they're first place in MLS right now and leading the way in the Eastern Conference. The ultimate goal is, winning that championship, and they've been sort of buoyed by that memory of that bitter loss last December.
New York Red Bulls on Friday. I got to still believe, despite when, no matter what the standing says, the New York teams are clearly teams, that you set the standard against in the MLS, and the Red Bulls are not quite where they were last year. But, John, this is still another one for TSC to test where it's at against.
Sure, yeah, and the Red Bulls are a good team, especially at home, where Toronto hasn't had the best of luck. But, I think with all due respect to the New York teams, I mean, Toronto's the team to beat going in next week's game. I mean, they're riding a six-game winning streak, which hasn't been done by any team in MLS in one season since 2015. They're sort of the talk of MLS at this moment, and rightly so. So, as good as both New York teams are, I think TFC is the sort of the team to beat, and it's the New York teams are going to be the ones that are sort of looking up at Toronto FC right now and trying to chase them down because they're setting the pace on the campaign.
And finally, John, before I let you go, Chelsea winning the title in the Premier League, and they become a dominant franchise, and they deserve some credit because, boy, what they've accomplished in the last couple of years to take their place as the truly dominant team of English soccer is really impressive.
Yeah, this was a great season for them. When you think about last year, they finished mid-table, and it was a real disappointment. And they had all that sort of turnover of players and Jose Mourinho going, and they were in a bit of a crisis. But full credit to Antonio Conte. He came in during the summer, really kind of laid down the law, was able to put his tactical imprint on the team, early on in the campaign. Made some shrewd off-season moves, and they were one of the finest. It was one of the finest, I think, championship seasons by any team in the last 10 years. It kind of reminded me of, Chelsea when Mourinho first took over 10 years ago when they were that dominant and just swept to the title. This was very much in that sort of ilk, from front to back, from people like Cesar Azpilicueta and Gary Cahill in the defense to Diego Costa up front and Eden Hazard in the middle, players the caliber of Cesc Fabregas. This is an incredibly balanced side managed by a great Italian manager in Antonio Conte. So, full credit to them. I think they have the class of the Premier League this year.